place and the pandemic, we don't have any musical acts coming to town. We do have some acts that some friends of the show are doing online, musical artists trying to keep their music out there in that way, but we don't have any concerts to report on or to vote on.
No.
So the last few weeks, we've been having to ad lib. We've been having to think outside the box of this segment. And I got an idea last week as I was on Soch. And I think this idea is going to carry us for the next 4, 5, or 6 weeks here during the Biggest Show Coming to Town segment. And I saw that a good buddy of the show, Ken Bethay from the old 97s, who I'm a friend with on Soch, posted his answers to this survey. And it's about a 10-question musical survey. Band you love, band you hate, guilty pleasure, great band to see in person, etc. And you cannot use the same answer twice.
Okay.
So you may have all seen this survey circulating. Everybody's got a lot of downtime, so they're answering a lot of surveys. There are a lot of sports surveys, questionnaires, musical surveys, etc., that are filtering around social media. So when I saw this, I thought, this is a good idea for Biggest Show Coming to Town this week. We will each take turns, and I'll go first this week. And then, Gordo, you can go next week if you want. George, the week after that, we'll give everybody on the crew an opportunity to host their own Biggest Show Coming to Town segment, and they will answer this musical questionnaire on bands, your favorite bands, your least favorite bands. So everybody like this idea?
I like it. I can't wait to hear what you guys come up with.
Let me hear from you.
Okay, so I'll go first, and we'll go question by question here. We'll mix in some audio highlights and some music if you're unfamiliar with some of these acts. And the first question on this survey is, band I hate. And for me, this was easy. Jefferson Starship.
Oh, yeah, you've always had a thing for that one song in particular.
Starship.
Or
did
just
they, Starship. Did they eventually become Starship? That was the biggest replace one piece at a time name I've ever heard of in my life. Jefferson Airplane,
yep.
Then Jefferson Starship, and then they just were Starship.
Ever since I was a kid, first hearing their music, and we all know that We Built This City on Rock and Roll has been voted pretty much unanimously as the worst song in the history of music.
It's a whip song.
I don't know.
And every time I heard that song, it was just a giant kick to my nads. But everything else that they did was a beating to me.
Okay, name one other song that was a beating.
Going all the way back to like their Jefferson Airplane days, and didn't they do Go Ask Alice?
Yeah, that song's
that was a beating.
Creep you out song.
Any other song that MTV tried to force down our throats in the 80s from Starship was just a beating to me. I don't know how anybody could like that band.
But I mean, good luck to them. Nothing against them and their careers.
So that's band that I hate.
Okay.
Band that I think is overrated. That's the next question. And this is a tie. Dave Matthews Band and Mumford & Sons.
You don't get it.
I have never understood the fascination with the Dave Matthews Band. Now, I don't think they're god-awful. Like, I don't hate them like Starship.
Got some great musicians in the Dave Matthews Band.
I just hear it, and I don't get it, and I don't understand why people just fall all over themselves for the Dave Matthews Band.
But we only know, like, 3 songs of his, right?
Yeah, like, I don't really... I've heard a few, and I know a few, and I don't really care to go any deeper because I don't get it. And the same thing for Mumford & Sons. As I've described them in the past on this segment when they come to town, they are Coldplay with a banjo.
Dude,
that's Mumford and Sons. Their songs.
You mean
just,
you don't like one song 50 different ways?
Exactly. Their songs are all the same. They just kind of wander all over the place. They never really get anywhere or get to a hook or anything. They just throw in a banjo and they've hoodwinked everybody. So those are the two bands I think are overrated. Band that you think is underappreciated. And for me, it took the Anthony Bourdain series to introduce me to this guy. But I think Iggy Pop is underappreciated.
I've never done a deep dive on Iggy Pop. He's always creeped me out.
Let's listen to this. This is The Passenger.
Somebody's learning how to play guitar here.
So once I saw him, he was the subject of one of Bourdain's shows, and they're good friends. And I heard this song on that show, and so I went down the Iggy Pop rabbit hole, and I bought a few of his albums, and I started listening. He is such greatness. And most of his songs didn't go to number one on the charts, and they're not necessarily songs that you've heard all your life, but a few of them are. And when I heard them, I thought, oh, that's Iggy Pop.
Yeah.
And the more I got going down the Iggy Pop rabbit hole, the more I realized how great he is.
Yeah, his name was always confusing to me.
Why?
Iggy? I don't know many
Iggy's. You
didn't
know a lot of Iggy's?
Not many Iggy's. But I think I first discovered him 80s maybe, and I don't know, being a New Wavers, borderline punk rock fan, heard some of his stuff. Yeah, I, like Gordo, I've not done a deep dive, but what I've heard, I've always liked.
Did you like his sinew body?
Sure, he always performs without a shirt.
Yeah, and he always kind of confused him with, gosh, I wish I could remember the name of the actor. Oh, he played the dad on one of the shows that we watched recently. Oh, he was in Hunt for Red October, too. Anybody remember this actor? Mm-hmm. He looks just like the guy. It's a real sinewy, long-necked guy.
Hmm. Okay, so his name. That's my choice for underappreciated Iggy Pop.
Okay.
Fourth question is band that you love. That's pretty easy, right? U2. They're the soundtrack to my life. They're the band that I am most into, and anybody that's listened to this show knows that. I don't need to go into much more detail there. Keep in mind, you can only use a band once for these answers. So I thought about best band to see live, that also being U2, but yeah. I defaulted to band that I love, U2.
We don't get a song here of what first turned you on to them?
No, we don't have time to do, because we got about 15 okay. questions here, so we don't have time to accompany music with all of these. So we need to move on.
All right.
Because we also have a big guest coming up in Gordo's Corner.
Kevin Nealon.
Band that I can listen to over and over again, the Rolling Stones. This was also easy for me. Obviously, U2 I can listen to over and over, but I use them for band that I love. I don't think I've ever turned off or turned down a Rolling Stones song, and I've heard all of them 100 times, and every single time I listen to them, they are still absolute greatness.
Yeah.
I never get tired of the Stones.
Still a great go-to.
Band that made me fall in love with music. This was also easy, because this happened in the late 70s, and I was not into music like you guys were as a kid. And so the next two answers fall in line with this, but it was around 1978 or so, and I got an 8-track tape player. And the first album that I got was Damn the Torpedoes by Tom Petty. Mm. And that came out in 79, I believe. And that I listened to that over and over and over again. And it became the soundtrack to my Nerf Basketball League promos. And there were so many great songs on Damn the Torpedoes. Refugee, Here Comes My Girl, Even the Losers, Don't Do Me Like That. It's a brilliant album. It's a masterpiece. And that was the album that I listened to so many times that really got me to recognize music. Because before that, all I recognized in life was sports.
Yeah. I remember the first time I heard Tom Petty. He really was one of those impactful sounds the first time you heard it. To me, I always liked bands who were different. His voice was so unique that it was definitely different than most anything I'd heard.
I thought he was putting on a fake voice.
The next question on this survey is band that changed your life. And
Carmen Ponce.
This was also easy for me. This was 1983, and I'm going into college, and I'm watching David Letterman. We all watched Late Night with David Letterman. And, okay, Petty opened my eyes to music, but this band was the band that changed my life in terms of, this is before I even discovered U2. And I'm sitting there watching Letterman, and this band had such a unique sound to me. They were so mesmerizing to watch perform live that it got me really into music more than any band ever got me into music.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I mentioned earlier, the Los Angeles Times just named this album one of the 5 best released so far in 1983. It's called Murmur. It's by a group of gentlemen from Athens, Georgia, called REM, and we're happy to have them making their national television debut with us tonight. Please welcome
R.E.M.
I've never heard anything like this, and to this day, Radio Free Europe is my favorite REM song, and it may be because I was sitting there watching Letterman, and it just hit me like a storm. That guitar, the pacing, Stipe's voice, everything about it just blew me away.
That's a great double whammy, hearing something for the first time and seeing the group perform it.
Yes. And I'll never forget it.
Yeah, that's great.
I can almost remember exactly where I was, exactly the emotions that I experienced. I remember just, I've never forgotten it. And every time I listen to an REM song, I think of that moment, 1983, watching David Letterman when they came out on stage. All right, band that surprised me. So about 5 years ago, my buddy Sean calls me and says, I've got an extra ticket to see Neil Young down at the Meyerson. Do you want to go? George, you grew up a big Neil Young fan. Mm-hmm. I was never a big Neil Young fan. I didn't dislike him. You know, I really liked a lot of his music. His voice I always thought was really weird and distracting. And I never bought Neil Young albums or anything like that. But I thought he was, you know, pretty cool, whatever. But I hadn't heard he was coming to town, but I didn't go out and buy tickets. But since my buddy Sean said, do you want to go with me? I said, sure.
Didn't you end up like right in front of me?
In front of him?
No, in front of me. Weren't you at the same show that
no,
I was?
No, we were at different nights.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Different nights.
Let's think of something else.
So we were about maybe 10 rows back, pretty good seats at the Meyerson. And to this day, it's one of the three best live shows I have ever seen. I could not believe how beautiful his voice was in the Meyerson.
You saw him at his best. I think that's the best of Neil Young.
Those acoustics and that show, he came out on stage. He had a piano, an organ, a pipe organ, and about eight different guitars. And he would just go from song to song, from instrument to instrument, a different instrument for each song. And it was just him on stage. There was no backing band, anything. And the sound was so pure. And all these years, I've thought, what a weird voice. But that night, I thought, what a beautiful voice. And I've never been more surprised by an artist than I was by Neil Young.
Wasn't it interesting when he just sang with an electric, too?
Yeah.
Rarely do you hear that. Plus, in a setting like the Meyerson.
Yeah.
You saw him at his best. That was an awesome show.
Look at my life.
Is that Ethel Merman, okay?
All right, the next question on the survey is Guilty Pleasure. And I thought of two songs here. Now, everybody else that I've seen answering this survey, the guilty pleasure is always the funniest answer because it's the one you don't want to go public with. But here, these are my two guilty pleasures. And you guys know this first one because I've mentioned this many, many times.
Great song.
Oh, my gosh.
Nothing wrong with this song.
So weird how obsessed he is with this song.
Everybody is.
Late December back in 63. What a very special time for me. As I remember what a night.
It's a really fun bass line to play, by the way.
Oh, great bass line. You know, holds up 50 years later.
This came 70s? Out sometime in the 70s.
40s, I guess. Yeah, 40 years.
It's good up until when Frankie Valli sings.
Yeah, bring it up here when Frankie Valli comes in.
So this is the drummer that's singing here, right?
Right here.
That's great. Speaking of joke voices.
Yeah, for those who don't know, this is Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. December 1963 is the name of the song. It's one of the catchiest songs ever. Yes, the drummer, Jerry Pulte, does the main vocals.
Mm-hmm.
The video is so 70s. You like this bass line, Gordo. You should see the bass player. Shirt undone, hairy chest, gold chains.
Awesome.
Plump away on that bass. Just huge beard.
Is that a precision bass? What's he playing, Craig?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure. So that's my first guilty pleasure. This is my other guilty pleasure song.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Partridge Family.
This is so great. So many questions as a kid. This is the great David Cassidy, lead singer for the Partridge Family.
And
this is
soul.
This is a great song.
It's a horrible song.
Just listen to it.
It threw me for a loop when I was five. I didn't get it. This morning, but I watched it every day. I love the Partridge Family.
It sounds like somebody, it's montage music for somebody building a haunted house.
I just knew they weren't all plain and they faded out. And never talk about every song faded out.
Here we go. Let him sing it. Sing it, David. Great voice.
It's an obnoxious song.
Great voice and great performance. Those are my two guilty pleasure songs. All right, band that you should have seen by now. For me, this was also easy. Arcade Fire. I love Arcade Fire. Corby and I at training camp out in Oxnard had planned to go see them one night at the Santa Barbara Bowl. And for some reason, we both bailed. And I've regretted that decision ever since. And that's the number one band on my list of I gotta see. And I can't believe I haven't seen them by now because I love them. And finally, greatest band to see live. I would have put U2, but I already used them for an earlier answer. So I went with the Black Keys. I've seen them twice live, and they put on such a great show.
They're awesome.
And I saw them at that small venue in New York when we were at the Super Bowl. And then I saw them again at the American Airlines Center, and I had great seats. So maybe because I had great seats for both shows, that made even a greater impression. But what a wonderful live band they are. So that's what we're going to do. Biggest show coming to town this week for the next month or so. We're all going to take turns and answer this music survey.
That's great.
That was fun. All right, what's next in the corner?